Good evening. Welcome. My name is Sean Kraft. I am the host here of the Clue Me In, and we have a good panelist here this evening. The panelists is OSU Buckeye Guy. All right, and we have 40th Treasurer of the United States of America, Mary Elizabeth Rowe, and then our own Scott Spears, WWDH. And now we're going to tune over to Scott for the rules and regulations.
Yes. Here we go. This is fun because this is the inaugural edition of this program. Now, here are the rules.
Sorry, go ahead. Start over there.
This is the inaugural. It won't be as fresh now when I say it. But here we go. The rules of the game are... the host will come up with a person or a place. The host will let the panel know if the answer is a person or a place. Each panelist can ask one question at a time of the host about the answer. The host can only answer with a yes or no question. The panelist with the most correct answers at the end of 45 minutes will be the winner of that round of play. And off we go.
All right. And the first clue is a person. Buckeye Guy, you start first.
Marilyn Monroe.
No.
No, not Marilyn Monroe.
All right, Mary Ellen?
Now you can ask a question, Mary Ellen.
Is this person alive?
Yes.
Barack Obama.
No.
Close.
Close?
Close.
Is this person a politician?
Yes.
Is it Hillary Clinton?
No.
Okay.
Buckeye Guy, you're next.
Considering we know it's a politician, close with Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Okay,
ooh.
You're coming.
So we're getting close. He was 44. My goodness. 45?
45.
The 45th president of the United States?
No.
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 Oh.
Just checking.
Mary Ellen?
Joe Biden.
Nope.
I thought sure that was it.
Oh, I was with you when you said that.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Is it a male?
Yes.
George Bush.
No. Like a guy?
Okay, we're back around here. So I'm going back and forth here. I've got 44 and 45 out of the way, so it's not a president or a current president for say. It is a male. Politically motivated. Who's in the news right now? Who's popping around? Man, Governor, DeWine? Governor DeWine?
Nope.
Is he running for office?
No.
No.
Jim Jordan?
No.
Scott, your favorite, Mary Ellen. Your favorite. Okay, it's a male. It's a politician. It's somebody who's not running for office. Is this person in Ohio?
No.
No. Better O'Rourke.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Buckeye Guy?
Got a question.
Yes.
That's
going
to be pivotal to everything that we're doing.
Okay.
What was the last office they held?
I can't give you that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes or no answers. Yes.
What Ivy League college did he go to? And earned his own way, by the way.
But it's a federal office?
That's yes. A yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Federal.
Okay. Let's see. I can't ask anymore, can I?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Is he still in office?
No.
The guy from Indiana just died.
Oh.
Oh, what was his name?
Oh, I...
He was an interesting guy. I can't think of his name.
Birchbye.
Birchbye, that's Birchbye. It. No. Is Birchbye?
No. Is the person alive?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, they are alive.
They are alive.
Okay. Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Oh, Mary Ellen. Yeah. Of all people.
Right. My goodness.
All right. One out.
I would have said college. I would have been on that.
You would have been on that.
All right. So now we're going to start over here. And Scott, since you're the winner, we're going to start with you first.
Okay.
This next one is going to be a place.
A place.
Go ahead and start first, Scott.
Is it in the United States?
No.
Well, that narrows it right down.
Everywhere in the world.
Yeah, just every other place in the world. Canada.
No.
Okay.
Well, are we looking for a country?
Yes.
Germany.
No.
Buckeye guy.
Mm.
Buckeye guy.
Does this place have a army?
yes. That's a good question. Yes, they do.
They do have an army. Oh. So it's not Switzerland.
No.
No, and it's not Japan.
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Any more?
No, I think I'm going to make...
You're going to
fake? He's going to make a guess. He's going to make a guess here.
Okay.
North Korea.
Nope.
Oh. Pretty good. Let's see. All right. Yeah, Mary Ellen?
Yep, Mary Ellen.
Is this a big country?
Yes.
Okay, China.
No.
Not China.
Okay, I bet it's Russia.
No.
Oh, let's see. Is it south of the United States?
Yes.
Mexico?
No.
We've had a lot of trouble over Mexico.
What's their major?
We've had a lot of trouble there in Mexico lately.
What's this country's major export to the United States?
I can't tell you. See?
You always try to go deep.
Colombia! No. Colombia?
No.
Oh. No. Okay. Yeah. Not Colombia. But it is south.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it in the news right now?
Yes.
Venezuela?
No.
Well... A country that's south of the United States that has an army.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba.
No. All right. Buckeye guy?
Brazil.
No.
Oh!
Mary Ellen?
Well, this is tough. This is like geography.
Yeah, that's my worst
subject. I mean, Chile.
You're right.
Oh,
Chile!
Good job.
Okay.
That was very hard.
I was going to ask. Okay, yeah. Now what is Chile's major export to the United States that you couldn't
know.
Answer?
Beans. Beans? I think it's beans.
What kind of beans?
Chili beans. Huh? Chili beans.
Stop it. Stop it. Wait a minute, Scott. Come on. You're pulling my leg here.
That was very good. That was a hard one, wasn't it?
Chili is a hard one.
That's hard, yes.
I've never heard about the Chilean army.
I never heard of their army either. They don't do anything.
No, first sign of gunfire, they hide.
Yeah. He's ratcheting
like
up.
Army, like a small, tiny army.
That works.
Yeah.
All right, Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen got that one.
Tie. Scott and Mary Ellen.
All right.
One. Okay, guy, you have to.
I'm blank.
He's got to get in this. He's got time.
And this next one we're going to do to you, and Mary Ellen, you get to start.
Okay.
You're the winner. It's a person.
Is the person close by?
No. Well, let me take it back.
Within 50 miles?
No.
Hmm. Let's see.
Within 50 miles? Not within. It has to be outside of 50 miles. What's going on here?
I can't ask another question, can I?
Yeah, sure.
Well, is it a man or a woman? Is it a man?
No.
Fair. Okay, it's a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's say Kubishar.
Kubishar?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Sorry.
Did you hear that story about the eating a salad with a fork?
Oh.
Or a comb. Eating a salad with a comb?
No.
A comb.
Oh, yeah. I
you mean Kubishar?
I think so.
Kubishar.
Oh, I thought you said Klobuchar.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
The woman that is running for president.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I mispronounce?
No, I think that might be her. But I think she ate a salad with a fork or with a comb.
Like a brush comb?
Yeah. Well, they're on her about being tough with her office staff.
Well, yeah, but I don't pay attention to that.
I don't know if that's true or not.
All right.
So a woman outside of the 50-mile landmark here. Let's see. Is it an actress?
Yes.
Oh.
It's an actress. Okay. Yes. How about Sandra Bullock?
No.
No.
How about you, Buckeye Guy?
Any lately movies?
No.
It's an old actress.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lucille Ball.
No. She's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Don't forget me.
Yeah, you're skipping.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did she make a movie lately?
No.
Well, I was going to say Glenn Close.
No. Sorry.
Is she living?
No.
Oh, she's dead. Oh.
Yes.
Lucille Ball.
Well, that would explain why she's further than 50 miles away from us now. Death will do that to you.
Know.
You know, she could be right in the room right now.
Right in the room.
A dead actress. Was she known for her good looks?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. No.
No. I thought that was it.
My pick in the last one. I missed out there. Good-looking actress. What decades was she famous for?
We're fishing deep again.
No, I'm trying to figure. I'm trying to get it.
I understand.
She's dead.
She's dead.
Okay.
God rest her soul. Yep.
All right. Here we go. Had she ever won an Academy Award?
He doesn't know.
I don't think so.
Comedy actress? Comedy actress?
People can see the head nod on radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm figuring. Oh.
A good-looking actress who's dead, who may have won an Academy Award, known for comedy.
Yes.
How long she been dead?
That's a good question.
I can't tell you that. Sorry.
Okay. Here. I'm trying to percolate all this stuff going on here, and you guys have formulated a great. Oh.
I can't think of any of the beautiful. Women.
And it wasn't Lucille Ball.
Not Lucille.
Carol Burnett. I got it.
Go ahead.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Mary Tyler Moore.
That's correct.
There you go.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Finally.
Very good.
I'm on the scoreboard.
Buckeye Guy's on the scoreboard.
Finally. We have a tie ball
game. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, man.
Buckeye Guy.
Oh, I had to reach hard and long for that one. Well,
I know. You did beautifully.
Yes, you did. You came right in on the 2-yard line.
You scored. I thought it was Mae West.
Mae West. Oh,
what's the girl's name that could swim real good and sing?
Oh, yes.
Who was that?
What was her name?
Esther.
Esther Williams.
Esther Williams.
Yes.
What was the lady's name that sang, God Bless America?
Oh, that was Kate Smith.
She wasn't a looker, though.
No.
No, she was.
But she was a singer.
She was a singer. She wasn't a looker.
She was a belter.
All these people are long departed.
But I'll tell you where I came in on their career, of course, being a young man of the 60s. on the tail end of their career, but they were legendary performers.
Oh, they certainly were.
Legendary performers at that time.
Yeah.
And me being a little boy crawling around, standing up, you know, and my mom and dad would just be fixated to the television, as I am now, and my children and grandchildren are. This television thing is only 50 or 60 years old, but it has blossomed.
Who are the good-looking actresses today that would be like a Marilyn Monroe or a Mary Tyler Moore?
Well, Jennifer...
Lopez?
Oh, Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Aniston.
God. She's getting married again.
Yes. Did you see her ring?
I did see
her ring. $5 million.
Yeah.
8 carats.
What is a carat?
Huh? What is a carat?
Well, it's a measurement.
It's a measurement. Her ring is big.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd wear that out in public.
It was a little too big.
Yeah, she's going to get knocked down.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that she's the modern day Elizabeth Taylor, if you will.
Yeah, probably.
This is her fifth marriage. And old Liz, you know, she ended up marrying the construction worker the last time.
And her driver.
Yeah.
Remember the
She married a driver, too.
Yeah. The construction worker?
She liked those gritty.
He couldn't keep up with the paparazzi, and I understand it. It was just, the lifestyle was just too fast. What was his name? Larry something.
Oh.
Oh. But Liz had, you know, and so Jennifer Lopez is unbelievable, and she's right there on the cusp at 49. And
that's right, she's 50 this year.
Yeah, she's joined the club, sister.
And she looks really good for her age.
Yes,
she does.
Yes.
What's her name, though, steal somebody's husband? Liz Taylor. Yeah, Debbie Reynolds' husband.
Oh, that was a terrible thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds, who we all love singing in the rain, and she took, who was her husband?
Fisher.
Eddie Fisher.
Yeah. Eddie
Fisher.
He had the wandering eye.
That was a sad moment for that family for a while.
It was terrible.
Sure. Yeah.
God bless their heart.
And then there was Shirley Temple.
Oh, I like Shirley Temple. She became an ambassador.
Yes.
What a wonderful life she had.
Shirley Temple Black.
Yes.
The most famous child star ever.
Ever. To be. And let's not forget Richard Burden.
Yeah.
Richard
Burden was two of Liz Taylor's husbands.
Yeah, that's right.
He bought big jewelry, too.
Oh, he bought her the biggest diamond. He bought her like the Hope Diamond or something.
That's right.
He did. Remember?
Yeah. He did. I saw that.
She had to carry it around in a purse the size of your...
Oh, you saw the Hope Diamond.
Yeah.
How big is the Hope Diamond?
It's big.
No. Yeah. Big diamond.
bigger than Jennifer Lopez's big ring?
Yeah, it's bigger than that.
Now, see, why do people buy that big jewelry?
I don't know, but I've got a big amethyst that I...
Speaking of which.
Yeah. It is big. Yeah, I don't know how many carats it is, but it's just a little too big.
A little too big.
Yeah, it's not set in anything. I got it in India. And
world traveler.
Yeah. And Lowell Thurston said it's too big. And I said, yeah, probably is.
These people, I tell you, she's marrying a baseball player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's got the money.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's been married before, too, I mean.
Yes, he's worth about $350,000.
Wow.
She's worth,
million.
$350
million.
Yeah.
She's worth $400 million. So they're all right there in the same realm. And with that kind of money, you know, we're all signing whatever you need to sign. Because when you leave, I'm keeping what I'm keeping, and you keep what you keep. We'll be okay.
She always gets the wandering eye, though, after she's been married like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she likes the weddings.
I'd be concerned about
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Remember Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Yes. But she does. She's got like this thing once the wedding happens, and then she's done.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just likes the rings and the weddings.
Well, it mentioned all her rings.
Oh, she's got plenty.
They were all big.
Yes.
I mean, they all of her husbands.
And she still got every last one of them.
Yeah, probably.
Who's going to ask Jennifer Lopez for the ring back?
Now, do you think you should have to give the ring back if the marriage fails?
No, it's her ring.
I told you. Look, Scott.
Well, I don't know. I might ask for it.
she's an A-list actress. And, you know, with all this Twitter and world going on now, he would have a fit if, in fact, he'd asked for that back.
But do you remember when, what's her name? The girl, Jolie, Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Remember when she broke up the marriage of Aniston and Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
And they called her a homewrecker because of that? Now, I think that he should have had to give back to Aniston whatever he had from that relationship. Because he left.
Oh.
You don't think?
Listen, man.
They're friends again.
Apparently.
Really?
After 20 years.
The marriage is over now, though, isn't it?
Well, she's married to somebody else now, and he's, and you know, he's not married to anybody. But
he's
know.
Free again.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
She's married, though.
Yes.
And it's an all-tie game here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, this is good. We need sidetracks
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. We cut across the field as far as a football reference.
All right, so, Buckeye Guy, since you won the last one,
current
you
champion.
Get to start.
Current champion.
And the next clue is going to be a person again.
In the United States?
Yes.
Actor?
No.
Politician?
Wait here. Did you say actor?
Yes.
There's a reverberation in those headphones.
Well, yes.
An actor. Okay.
Yes.
Dramatic?
Yes.
Now, is there a limit on these questions? You got to put a guess in there.
Okay, I'll put a guess in. Actor, dramatic. Ooh. Ooh, hold on.
All right, folks, if you're just now tuning in, this is what
you're wondering, what the heck kind of show is this?
It's yes. Clue Me In. And Buckeye Guy's over here stuck on his own answer. Yeah. I've got an answer.
A dramatic actor.
He's a dramatic actor. And, man, I just can't think of his name. But the actor from Air Force One.
The actor from Air Force One?
Yes! The lead actor.
No.
What was his name, though?
That was Harrison Ford.
That's who I've been over here trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Not Harrison Ford.
Nope.
Okay.
Mary Ellen?
But he's alive, right?
He's alive.
Oh.
Michael Douglas.
No.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart.
I like that.
Is he a comedian? Didn't we cover that already?
No.
No, we didn't?
No.
Not a comedian?
Not a comedian.
That's a hard one. Well, I'm going to have to say yes in this case.
So he's a dramatic actor and a comedian.
Oh, a comedian.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to say yes.
Oh, I got it.
Let's see here. Carl Reiner.
No.
That's unbelievable. A good guess.
Unbelievable.
Like a guy?
Okay, here we go. What decade was he
big? I can't think.
Did he have a big decade? Or where is he from? 60s, 70s, 80s. Give me somewhere. You got to throw me a bone.
Sorry, I can't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he have a big decade?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. Okay. No, I got it. I got it.
Denzel Washington.
I got
no.
it.
Hold no. On.
You got it? You got a guess?
Dick Cavett.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
It's a good guess. Yep.
It's a good guess. Let's see here.
Mary Ellen?
Is he black?
No. Nope. Oh.
Okay. Steve Colbert?
No. Sorry.
Is he in the movies?
Yes.
Okay, the movies. Big screen. And he's living.
Mm-hmm.
Who's big now? Russell Crowe.
No.
Okay, he's not very funny.
Okay, here we go, guys. We got to put some concerted effort in on this one. A comedian, a serious actor, Renaissance man.
I don't know about who says serious actor.
Okay,
dramatic actor.
Yeah, that means he's crazy. Yes.
Oh,
dramatic means crazy?
Oh, well, he's crazy?
Well, I mean, that's why I was like, he's, yeah.
He's out there.
Well, he's funny.
Okay.
And I understand he's still alive.
Yep, still alive.
In the movies.
You won't give me the decade that he made his last movie?
No, sorry.
Okay. I'm going for a good one. Man. Johnny Carson.
No.
He's dead. I mean, he's dead.
Yeah, this person's alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this will give you a headache.
I know. This is hard on us.
This is. We went to the dead side. We went to the great beyond.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, this person's alive.
Okay.
And he's a white guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's crazy.
Yeah, and he's crazy. Harrison.
Harrison Ford?
No. His last name's Harrison.
Oh.
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, he's crazy, too. He's crazy. Yeah.
Well,
be a crazy person.
When you say crazy, yeah. I think of a
you
whole different
close.
Group. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has this person made a movie in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Oh, he's current.
Jim Carrey.
Oh,
he's crazy.
That's
good job.
Yes. Yes. He would be
he
it.
Has been.
All right.
There's a whole documentary on him being nuts.
Yeah.
He's lost
he's
it.
Funny as all get out.
And I'll tell you what the documentary was, too.
Oh.
The movie that he made.
All right.
The movie he, which one?
He and the brothers. They were brothers.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see the one he did where he was Andy Kaufman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. That's
yeah,
a great
Dark Side
movie.
Of the Moon or something like that.
Yeah, Andy yeah. Kaufman. He plays Andy Kaufman
mm-hmm.
in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very good.
Mm-hmm. It was very dark.
It was a dark movie.
It was a dark movie.
Andy Kaufman was kind of dark.
So
though.
Was the cable guy.
Yeah, the yes. cable guy.
No, I was, yeah. And I like the pet detective.
Pet detective.
Yes, Pet Detective.
Oh, Ace Ventura.
The Truman Show.
That was
the
great.
Truman Show was yes. good.
Yeah.
The Truman Show was very good.
He got the mask. I was cool with that.
Yep.
But then he started making this dark humor.
He did. Yeah, that's he went off the deep end.
Well, there's a wives' tale that's a true story. That he wrote himself a $10 million check when he had nothing.
Oh, I heard about this.
When he had nothing. And he still has it, uncashed, but he could cash it times over now.
Oh.
Now, see, I heard a version that he put it in his father's casket.
Oh, that's even better.
I mean, we can't really check on that.
Here's a little something for you, Dad.
Well, isn't that nice, though?
Sure.
I mean, it's nice.
He made
I think.
It.
Yes.
That is nice.
And now he's crazy. He's out in the woods somewhere, probably.
I'll tell you.
Dr. Seuss.
He's he was good at that.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Now, with the money that Jim Carrey has,
they
wouldn't call him crazy. They'd call him eccentric.
Yeah, that's right. What's the difference between crazy and eccentric? Money. How much money you got in the bank account? If you're poor, you're crazy. If you got some dough, you're eccentric.
They send you to two different places out here in Maryland.
They do. That's good.
All right, the score is, Scott, you have two.
All right.
Buckeye Guy, you have one. And
yes.
Mary Ellen, you have one. And the next clue is coming up. Scott, since you won the last one, you get to start again.
All right.
And this is going to be a place this time.
A place.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, we did well on this last time.
Yes.
Is it a state?
Yes.
Oh, a state. Oh, well, we're down to 50.
Yeah.
Kansas.
No.
Is it? Oh.
Buckeye Guy? That's okay.
What portion of the country is it in?
He tries, don't he?
Yeah, he tries.
Midwest is are they part of the Big Ten?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
SEC. I'm just going with
nope.
Well, we're out west now, folks. Let's go California.
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
we out west. That's...
Mary Ellen.
So it's on the East Coast.
West Coast. Mm-hmm.
West Coast.
It's on the West Coast and it's big?
Yes, it can be. I can't tell you, yeah.
Okay, Texas.
No.
No. Is it dry?
Dry as sea.
Like it's weather?
Yes.
Arizona?
No.
No.
Oh,
I thought it had to be Arizona.
Great guess. Okay, here we go. What's their number one crop? What's their crop? What are they known for?
I can't give you that.
I'm
sorry.
Come on.
Any guesses?
Yes, I'm going.
A dry area out in the west, that's big.
Oh.
Oregon.
No. Mary Ellen.
New Mexico.
Oh
no.
Ooh. Oh, let's see. Is it highly populated?
Yes.
Oh,
it is.
Yes.
in the West. Hmm.
Any other?
Washington?
Nope. Bucket guy?
I'm pulling up a map of the United States where I can, you know, put...
Yeah. Highly populated state in the West.
And it's got dry. You said it's dry.
The dry climate.
Yeah.
And it's highly populated.
Where's Las Vegas?
Nevada.
Nevada.
You know what?
That's what it is.
In Nevada.
You know what?
Nevada.
Nevada.
There you
go. She got it.
But
she jumped me.
I'm sorry. I was discussing something and it came up.
It did. It just came up in conversation.
Okay. Nevada. How's that? Yeah, she's got two. I got one.
All right.
Now, I'll tell you what. For getting the right answer, out of turn.
Now what?
Listen, I think that should at least start out with Buckeye Guy.
Yes, start out with the Buckeye Guy.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start out with you, Buckeye Guy.
I was stonewalled.
A lot of gambling out there in Nevada.
All right.
Some in Columbus, too.
All right. So now,
yep.
We are going to jump back to our person.
Okay.
This is a person.
All right.
And Buckeye Guy, you get to start.
Okay. It looks like we've been stuck on the political scene and the actor scene. Mm-hmm. Which one?
I can't tell you that. I'm sorry.
Male or female?
Can't tell you that either.
Ask if it's a male.
Is it a male?
No.
There you go. We know it's a female.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Oh.
Scott? Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
It's always her turn.
What, you established that it's an actress?
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
It's a woman.
It's a woman.
We know it's a woman.
Yeah.
And is she elderly?
Yes.
Elderly.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No.
Okay.
That's a great
an
guess.
An elderly
though.
Woman,
guess,
though.
Great guess,
okay,
though.
Let's see here. She's...
How old
is she an actress?
No.
Not an actress.
Not an actress.
An elderly woman who's not an actress.
Yeah.
And she's not on the Supreme Court.
No.
So, how old is Ruth, by the way?
Well, she's 88.
I'm catching up to her.
She's doing good.
Yeah,
exercising.
She is. Her movie was wonderful. Yeah.
Good documentary.
She's in better shape than I am. Big
yoga?
Time.
She was doing yoga?
Good, yeah. Good lady.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we know if this person's living or not?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, they are living.
Yes.
Okay. So let's say, but not an actress.
Not an actress.
Not an actress, but an older lady.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Who's an older lady who's not an actress?
That we would know.
That we would know who's alive. Mm. That's...
She's not alive?
Oh, she is alive.
She is alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she's old.
She's older.
Mature.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's terrible to think. You can't think of any... I cannot think of any Rosalind Carter.
No. Like a guy?
That's a good guess.
It's the JCPenney's collection of Cheryl Teague. That's a line from Airplane. Where'd you get that dress?
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen thing. Yeah.
The JCPenney's Cheryl Teague.
Is Cheryl Teague still alive?
Yes.
I think she is. Oh, my.
What is she, like 99 or something?
She'd be up there in years.
No, Cheryl Teague's no way.
Do you think Cheryl Teague really bought her clothes at Sears?
She had a line, but she didn't shop there.
It's
the Cheryl Teague collection.
I always wonder about those lines.
It's just like Tiger Woods driving a Buick.
Martha Stewart at Kmart.
Oh,
she didn't go to Kmart.
Absolutely not.
No, but Cheryl Teague pretended like she bought her clothes at Sears.
Yeah, she did. It was a big.
It was JCPenney.
Was it?
I could see her going to JCPenney.
Oh. Is that a different? I didn't realize there was a class structure in Sears and JCPenney.
It is.
Okay.
Certainly.
How about right. Cole? Yes.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Did he guess?
Yeah, he already guessed.
Okay.
Cheryl Teague. It's not Cheryl Teague.
Is she from California?
Yes.
Dianne Feinstein.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh. I can't believe. I thought that was a hard one, wasn't it?
That, you know, she got into that little dust up with those kids not too long ago.
I met her. I talked to her. Yeah. She told her she wanted to have lunch someday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Was she a nice lady?
Yeah.
First one. Good job.
Good.
That was awesome. All right. So now it is 3-2. Marilyn, you're winning now. Mm-hmm. And then Buckeye Guy, you have one.
Right.
I'm still on the board.
You're still on the board.
Yes. All counts.
It's good.
All right. If you're just now tuning in, folks, it is Clue Me In. It's a game show here. And I give them a clue and they answer the questions. Or ask questions.
And there's another episode coming up next.
Another episode coming up next.
Yeah. There's two episodes tonight.
All right. So we are going to switch gears here.
Not many clues.
We are going to...
We need Dorothy Kilgallen.
Let's go back to a place.
Oh,
she is sharp. This is going to be a place.
A place.
Yes.
All right.
And Mary Ellen, since you won last time, you get to go first.
Is it in the United States?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Is it a huge park?
Yes.
Yellowstone.
No.
Oh, but it's a park.
Huh?
It's a park?
Is it a park? Yes, it is a park, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I narrowed it down for
you. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That cuts it right up.
That's what...
A famous park.
Yes.
And not Yellowstone.
No.
How many famous parks are there?
There's a few right around us. There is.
Let's see. I cannot think of another park to save my life.
The Grand Canyon, maybe.
The Grand Canyon.
That was what it was.
Grand Canyon.
Yes, good job.
That was an assist.
All right.
All right. I got it.
You got it.
No, we got it.
So, Mary Ellen's the smartest person on the planet.
That's what we learned.
We've
ascertained that from the early. I was going to guess California State Park.
Listen. Hold on.
You got a famous park.
Let me get this out. She's so smart, in fact, that the answers just keep on jumping out of her.
Okay, that was good.
Now, what is another famous park?
Let's see. Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, there's a lot of them out west. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore is a good one.
The Grand Tetons.
Yeah.
Those are famous parks.
Yeah, and the Badlands.
The Badlands.
I guess that's a park.
Is that a park?
Where the glacier goes.
Where it goes off.
Old Faithful.
That's in Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's in Yellowstone. The one out in Salt Lake City.
The
one that has the hot springs in our area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I recently learned that a lot of these old television shows that were done on reel-to-reel tapes are buried in the salt mines in Salt Lake, in Utah, because it keeps them preserved.
Oh.
The tape, like Johnny Carson has a cave.
A vault.
He's got a vault.
Sure.
And all his shows are in this vault out there in Utah.
And they're breaking land speed records on top of it. The Bonneville Salt.
Utah is really famous for everything, right?
Mormons.
Mormons and they have more than one wife.
What are the rules of a Mormon?
Oh.
What do they call that?
They can marry a lot.
Pygmy or whatever it's called.
They don't drink.
No.
They can have more than one wife, right? They can have like five wives or six wives or seven wives, whatever it is.
Only in Utah.
Did they do away with it? Had that program on television where they had all the wives yet.
Oh, remember? And they were after the one guy.
Yeah.
He was a preacher, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he remember? Was. Yeah.
He had a little cult or something going on.
That's interesting. Because the Mormons are fascinating people.
Sure they are.
Because they lead very interesting lives.
Yes, they do.
All right.
I don't know if he can.
I don't think he can drink. I don't think he can drink if you're a Mormon.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, he might be able to drink. I don't know.
With more than one wife, you better be drinking. I got one.
Libations.
Okay.
What do you got?
Now it says, Mary Ellen, you won that last one. Yes. We're going to give it to you. And this is going to go back to a place again. This is going to be a place.
Thank God.
Is it in the United States?
Yes.
Um, Is it a city?
No.
Is it a restaurant?
No.
Scott?
Are you hungry? Park, restaurant, gift shop.
Yeah.
Well, how about Texas?
No.
No.
It's not a state. It's not a city.
It's not a restaurant.
It's not a restaurant. What side of the country? Here we go again. Let's see if we can narrow this down. What's the name of the show again?
Clue Me In.
I'm trying to get clued in here. I'm trying to get clued in. Buckeye guys over here. Man, I'm having a rough patch. I'm telling you. Okay. It's a place. I'm going to take a stab at it. It's not a national park.
No.
Ran out of those.
Yeah. Oh, Baron.
Doesn't he
get a guess?
I'm just
he wants to get just pontificating.
I'm just okay.
He's gonna come.
Right. I like pontificating.
Right,
yes,
it helps.
Yeah. It does. Yes. Yeah. You have to think about it.
General Motors.
No.
Oh. Is it a tall mountain?
No.
Is it a body of water?
Yes.
Oh.
Is it close to us?
You mean to us right now?
Uh-huh.
No.
Jeez, okay, man. Body of water that's not close. Well, let's see. I was thinking of the lakes, but it's not that. Body of water. Is it a river?
No.
It's a body of water.
It's got to be a lake, then.
Lake, I don't know. But you say it's not close to us.
No.
I mean, what do you mean by close?
it's not walking distance, or, I mean, it's hours away.
Hours away?
Yeah.
4 hours away?
It's more than that.
Oh, no, okay. Okay. Well...
I was trying to slip.
And by the way, people, Scott has not seen these questions either. So
nobody knows these questions.
No, I don't know these questions. Yeah. That's
Mary
obvious.
Ellen is just that smart, folks. You can answer all. She's just that smart.
Oh, I'm trying to think of a big body of water.
Now the score is reset next hour.
Yes,
correct.
Right, right now, Mary Ellen has 4. Scott has 2, and Buckeye Guy has 1.
Field goal.
And we're getting close. We have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Time sensitive, man.
Huh?
A body of water. What direction from here is it?
I'm psychic.
No, you can't answer that.
Yeah.
Is it south of here?
No.
Is it west of here?
Yes.
Okay. A body of water out west. Oh, there's one there in Utah. What's that lake called in Utah?
Mm.
Utah Lake?
Mormon Lake. Mormon Lake.
It's where the wives drown their husbands.
That was very good, Scott.
Salt Lake City. Well, they call it Salt Lake City. I mean, that's the name of it.
So there's like hot springs there.
Yeah. Is it Hot Springs?
Hot Springs is in Georgia, isn't it?
It is down south. Yeah.
They have hot springs in south.
Yeah, they're out there where you can look at the mountains.
Yeah.
So this is a lake in the west.
No, I didn't say it's only a body of water.
Body of water.
People are seeing lakes.
Mitt Romney swimming pool.
No.
That one sent me for a loop, Scott. I'll tell you that for certain.
He's got money. He's got a big pool. Mitt Romney.
Did you see him blowing those candles out the other day?
Yeah, he's got some money.
He's got an elevator, too.
He blew those candles out one at a time. Did you see that, Mary Ellen?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my God.
I think he may have had a bit of the flu.
You think?
And he didn't want to
blow he said.
On the entire cake.
I think he was obsessive compulsive.
Nice.
You just got to, you can't, it was a cupcake cake.
Yep. 79.
79?
80?
That's right. That's where he was going.
All right, looks like we got about 3
okay,
minutes.
Here you go.
Scott, you want to give one a guess?
Lake in the West. A body of water in the West.
He skipped me.
Did I skip you? I'm sorry. Marilyn, I apologize. I skipped her. Don't skip Marilyn.
Well, yeah. The Mississippi River is west of us.
That's not it, though.
No.
Not that.
No.
Okay. Okay. How about Lake Winnetka in Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yes.
Lake Winnetka.
Yeah.
You know, the public domain people came in and took that lake.
No.
Yes, they did.
Prince used it in his movie, The Purple Rain?
Used to be owned by Vern Gagne.
No way.
The state came down on him and took
it. Vern Gagne was a great wrestler.
Yes, he owned that. He owned Lake Winnetka.
Huh.
Apollonia cleansed herself in the waters of Lake Minnetka on the movie Purple Rain. That's the only reason I know that.
I did not know that.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Prince had her.
2 minutes.
Okay, here it is.
2 minute warning.
Okay.
2 minute warning.
Here it is.
Interrupt
Evil Knievel.
Lake Winnetka.
Evil Knievel jumped a body of water, and it was the Snake River Canyon.
No.
That was a good one, though.
That was a good one, though.
Huh? Now, where's that at?
I don't know where
it is. I don't know.
Is that?
But he got
probably somewhere out
there. Almost
Arizona.
Died. Remember he...
Yeah,
oh, yeah, hit the ground hard.
I'm going to say the Pacific Ocean.
Well, absolutely.
Oh my.
I told you how smart she was.
Wow, that's awesome.
I told you.
Now, what do we got left here on the time frame?
We are at about 2 minutes now.
Now, we're going to take a 10-minute break here, and we're going to come back, and the scores will be redone, because there's no way Buckeye Guy and I can catch up now, because what is the current score?
It is
49 to nothing.
5. Mariela has 5. Scott, you have 2, and Buckeye Guy, you have 1.
Okay. I feel like the Cleveland Browns.
Can't
get out of the parking lot.
You talk about resurgence, though.
That's what I hear. They're
They've been
be...
making some moves here lately.
Yeah, they're doing better.
They've been making some moves.
But I think it's a curse.
Oh.
I think it's a curse. All the fans are getting worked up now, and I think and they're going to come in, and they're just going to trip over their shoelaces or something.
I don't believe so. I think that quarterback they got, man, I didn't like him at first when he stuck the flag at Ohio State on the 50-yard line when he played at Oklahoma. Now he's with the Browns and throwing touchdowns. I don't mind him so much.
No, and I hear all these flag football people. No, what's it called? What's the game they play on
fantasy,
the internet? Fantasy.
Yeah.
Fantasy football.
Flag picking
football.
The
yeah, that was flag football.
They're same thing. You know.
Yeah. If they were playing flag football, they'd be healthier.
Yes.
No, but I hear all these fantasy football people are all hyped up right now because of the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, you got a good coach now?
Yes.
Yes.
What's his name?
What is
Williams.
His name? Williams. Yeah,
Williams.
Yeah,
Greg.
Something, yeah. He was the,
offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Now, wait till next hour, though, because the scores will reset.
Yes.
And Mary Ellen and Buckeye Guy and I will be back for another episode. Sean will be here.
Yes.
And it's going to be interesting.
So, yes, so you want to stay tuned to Clue Me In next hour.
Clue Me In.
Clue Me In. So we are leaving this hour. We'll be back in 10 minutes, and stay tuned.
I need a dictionary.
Wow.